portrait de métier enregistré.
Okay, so, now we're gonna just test the temperature of the vinyl. Perfectly, it has to be about 45, but
okay.
When you go here, it will always look hotter just because of the reflection. So that's telling us 41.
Je m'appelle Martinez, je suis a sound designer, music engineer, and record label owner at Oka Records.
A little bit closer. And we heat the edges. We heat the edges just because the heat travels inwards. So in fact, we're almost ready to go. And the next thing is, we just turn the amp on. So the idea of getting a vinyl cutter started when I wanted to represent some music artist. I set up a record label in the UK, and at the time I just moved from London to Sheffield, and I was in a new environment and I wanted to find something new to do. And so that's when I decided to create a record label. And the record label, I wanted it to kind of push away from the more Spotify, from the iTunes, you know, there's a lot of digital sales that we have, and they're great, but they're too accessible. I believe that they're too accessible for us because music has become as easy as having it on your phone. Mm-hmm. You know, we can have thousands of libraries, but finding out, basically I did music studies in London, and I haven't found out that when you buy songs on iTunes, you don't have the, they're not yours, you just have the rights to listen to them. It really made me angry, you know, to think that it's not really like we're buying stuff that's not really ours. And that's when the vinyl kind of started, you know. I really wanted to kind of push for the idea that something can be music. Music is an art form, and I believe so is like the artist that put all the work on the covers. And I believe that as a collectible item of vinyl, it's something that has a lot more for it, because it's a physical object that we can hold, and we can read through the, you know, the insides of the sleeves, find out a bit about the artist. And so that's the beginning of when I started to get into it. I'll turn the speaker up so it matches this one. Yeah, I understand what you mean. Actually, it was when I was trying to buy vinyl for the artists, and I found out how expensive they were with minimum orders of crazy, like something like minimum of 200 or 250 vinyl. That for the price, that, so I thought it was really out of reach for independent artists. So unless your label has got a lot of money, that's good for you, but it's not really good for us, the people who are more indie. So that's when I start. Well, that's when I stumbled upon the information about this machine, and it was actually some time before I was able to pick it up. It was a bit of a dream thing to have, you know, and it wasn't possible for the first 2 years, and finally I was working in Germany, and once I finished work, I had the chance, you know. The work just finished, and I was like, what do I do now? Do I pay for my rent for the next some months and be easy, or do you go and get this machine and start something, you know? And that's what I did. So I decided to take that risk, and I really don't regret it, because it's quite a difficult thing to learn. But I believe that the reason why I got this is I want to actually work more with other independent artists and have something that's not just for me, but have something that's for a lot of people that can come to use it or have projects. So it's not just a money-based item. I believe it's got some value for a lot of people in the area. It gets rid of any dust that might fall while we're recording, and also it just acts as a good repellent for the offshoot of the vinyl to not a stick, so it go directly to the Hoover.
Yeah.
So in fact, I think that this is going to be tight. Okay. So we are ready to go. Gonna line this up. What I love the most about it is that It's so hands-on. It's like when you start playing with Lego or something, or some pieces or construction. I like to problem solve. It's like it's good for your head to think, right, what's the issue? When the issue is digital, I think you can go on Google and find out a lot of answers. When there's something like this, I believe that you're kind of in it. When you make an investment to get a machine like this, I don't think there's not that much help that you can find online.
Some people can find their own ways, but I believe you have to find it yourself, you know. So that's why I love it, because it's really like it's a task where something's gone wrong. So where is it? Is it electronical? Is it mechanical? Is it numerical? So I think for this reason it keeps me alive.
So where are we on the level? We are. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah, MP3s. Yeah, I don't really want to see MP3s again. But no, in general, like I think a lot of people, a lot of people love the warm sound of the vinyl. They love the sound of the little pops and crackles. But I believe that you have to be a bit more like, as long as it's not a technical fault, you know, little imperfections. So for that part, it's beautiful. But for things that go wrong. I think definitely like something like MP3s that because of distortion, that can be quite difficult to sort out. But in general, the difference between the vinyl and digital, as I think that you can replicate a very similar sound of good quality, but just to be aware of some limitations.
It's Ableton, so it's the digital DAW, it's the digital software. Now here we have all of the mastering plugins. So I normally run a lot of the waves, the wave stuff, as I find it really useful.
Yeah.
And also the audio in the end runs through the sound card here. The sound card goes out towards the analog gear.
Mm.
So it runs through an amp. It runs through the RIA curve meter too.
Well, the future of this, I see that in fact, it's a far-fetched thought. One of the things I've thought about, it would be nice to set this up in maybe a different area where I can make it into more of a workshop environment for a lot more people to come to use it, and perhaps broaden that, you know, expand a little bit. We have already some packagings that we have prepared. So we're on the next steps of the packaging and the plastic and everything. But it would be nice to kind of make a team, you know,
yeah.
to broaden the experience. You could check out Ocal Records, www.ocalrecords.co.uk. You can also catch me on Instagram, that's Ocal Records again, and Facebook, and it's the same.
Yeah, you can press up. So here was originally my bad because I had to keep this in the first place.
Yeah.
It's okay.